Well, let's sing together number 290 in our hymnal. 290, The Solid Rock. Your wonderful presence, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's all come into that wonderful pavilion of His presence this morning. What a mighty pavilion. What a privilege that we, imperfect as we might be, are allowed to come into His presence, all because of His grace, because of the work of Christ. We come to the Father just as we are, but we never leave different, never. Thank you for that wonderful work of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. praise you, Lord. Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. Let's sing it again, right to him. Shall we be seated? Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
God is so good to us. Amen?
Yes.
You know, we have a pastor in town at the Church of God. He likes to say that. He likes to say, amen? Can you say amen?
Amen.
And he'll do that like 563 times throughout the service. Until you finally say amen. I like to tell the story sometimes in the chapel of when I lived here at camp, and Brother Wanamaker came and was staying with us, and he came down, and I was nervous about meeting him. Such a saint of God, such a man of God, I have revered him. He carried the presence of Christ with him. That's awesome, you know? But he came down in the morning. He was a feeble gentleman, Hungarian man, and a great violinist. And when he came down, he looked at me and said, "Praise the Lord!" And I said, "Amen." And he said, "Praise the Lord!" And I said, I thought I was supposed to say it louder, so I said, "Amen!" And he said, "Praise the Lord!" Now it was getting on my nerves a little. And I didn't know what to say. And I finally got it. "Praise the Lord! That's it!" That's it. And he poked me. You know, poked me. I guess that's where Brother Gardner got that from. Because he liked to poke you too, sometimes. Brother Gardner liked to slap you on the back too. But there's forgiveness. My parents were here one time, and we were in a dining room, and he greeted my parents and said, "Wow, this is your boy." And he gave me a whack on the back. You know, I saw my lungs come out back in. I didn't know what to say. Well, we want to pray for the village folks this morning down there, that God will come to them. I think it's important that we pray every morning for them. Amen. God has brought them here, the cottage, those cottage children. If I don't get grilled children soon, I don't know what I'm going to do. I look at them, they're so precious. But let's bring them before the Lord. Thank you, dear Father. Oh, God. Perhaps someone here, the Holy Spirit, would want you to lead us for them. Please feel free and pray out. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord, I just lift all the boys and villagers to your almighty hands.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, you already started the good work.
Amen.
Long before this, you already started this work. Amen. And the seeds you sow into their hearts will flourish. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, dear God.
Hallelujah. By
Thank
your
you.
Holy Spirit.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, by your Holy yes. Spirit. Because you said you put a breath into them.
Yes, Lord.
Into every single one. Make yes. them alive. Yes. Oh, maybe some yes. someplace in them already dead. Because yes. all the information overflow from the world, from media. Oh, Lord, I just yes. this morning, I just
Come.
Lift
Come
every
you.
Single
yes,
one
Lord.
To your almighty hands.
Yes, Lord
Lord,
Jesus.
They are precious. They are precious life. Yes. In your eyesight. One of our sisters yesterday reminded me, we don't raise our children for the world.
That's right.
We raise our children yes. for the Lord.
Draw them
they all belong to
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Oh, you just
God,
capture
you
their
minds,
Jesus. Their yes. hearts,
Do,
their
Lord.
Whole being, their soul,
yes, dear God.
Going back to you. And you just draw them near to you.
Yes,
and they
Lord.
Have a desire, deep desire, and longing for you. They're so longing for you. You just
yes,
create
God.
That desire
yes,
inside every
yes,
cell
Lord.
Of their body.
Yes,
they longing Jesus. For you.
Yes,
they longing
Lord.
For because they belong to you. They belong to you. They belong
yes,
to you, Lord.
Yes.
All these precious children all
yes,
belong
Lord.
To you, Lord. You are going to do a great new things in them today.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. I ask Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit
just
move.
Pour out
Moving.
Onto
yes,
the side, into the
prayer.
Counselors. Every counselor, fill them with the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
yes.
Lord.
Fill every camper with the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Anoint counselor
yes,
with
yes.
your wisdom, your strength. Oh, you are Line of Judah. Oh, so Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, you roll in this era
yes,
to
Jesus,
to capture
villagers.
The heart
Amen.
Of the young
Amen.
People, villagers.
Amen.
Raise them up.
Yes.
They can speak for you.
Yes.
Oh,
Lord.
Win souls
yes.
for you.
Only
oh,
journeys.
Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I praise
Thank
you.
Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name. We thank you for every one of those precious cottagers, Lord, that you've brought up here. And God, by the Holy Spirit, just breathe on those children as was prayed. We believe you to do that. And we always pray, Father, that for your great protection over this camp, keep each one of them, Lord. We don't take that for granted. It's your hand. And so we trust you to keep them. And we pray as for the cottage counselors as well. Lord, strengthen them, guide them, lead them.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name, we believe you to move. Amen. 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 Let's sing yet number 316. It is well with my soul. 316. Thank you, Lord. soul this morning? Is it well?
Yes.
You know, you can say yes. You know, sometimes we do begin, I mentioned to you, that we begin in a chapel every service with praise and worshiping God, because although people and circumstances change down here, He's the same. But one fellow said to me, you know, Brother Keith, sometimes I come in and my heart's heavy because I didn't have the best week. And it's hard to praise the Lord. And I said to him, it can be well. Maybe your imperfection rises to the surface and you don't see how perfect He is and that He wants to perfect us. But I was taught something wonderful, and that's that, brothers and sisters, if you've given your heart to the Lord, if you belong to the King, if you're endeavoring to just walk worthy of the gospel, we can look within and see that Jesus is on the throne of our heart. Jesus is on the throne of our heart. And Lord, make things well with us. Make things well. We pray that for the children, Lord, in the village, the cottage, for the guests, for the staff people. Lord, you're able, by the power of the blood of the Lamb, to make things well. Perfect that which concerns each of us. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you for this chorus. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. Not in part, but the whole, right?
Amen.
Jesus didn't do a half job.
Amen.
He cried from the cross, it's finished. We're the ones that just think that God's just done a half job in us. He's done a full job. We need to acknowledge it. He's on the throne of our hearts. That should be settled a long time ago. And now, Lord, you take that which is imperfect, and you perfect that. Let it be well. Amen?
Amen?
Oh, thank God for that. Now we come to this last verse. I love this last verse. And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight. All those clouds, they're going to be rolled back as a scroll. Can you picture that day? You know, I think it's good to have a good imagination. My background is an artist. I went to school for art, and I have a good imagination, maybe too much sometimes. But I picture that every time I sing this song, I picture those clouds being rolled back, that trump sound, and the Lord descending. But it's good to have that in our hearts. Live every day as today's the day the Lord will return. Come on, let's sing that fourth verse.
And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trumpet sound. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord shall descend.
Father, for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, in which we thrive, Lord God, in which we have victory. Oh, Lord Jesus, teach us more. Teach us more about this abundant grace that's available to us every day like a river. Oh, Lord Jesus, give us hearts that are always opening to the grace of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we all want you to take us as we are and make us what we ought to be, body, soul, and spirit, no matter what the cost. It's the most important thing. And we trust you to do it in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, I love the fact I don't even have to ask you to stand. I've built a habit in your life. I hope it's a good one.